other places that it appears there has been an extension for the CARES funds dollars granted to the counties, which would impact these dollars as well as our other CRF dollars. Potentially, it's 11th hour. We've got all of this. And so I would agree with Commissioner Russell that we go ahead and move forward and get these dollars out. I think for a majority of the applicants, these are really much needed dollars. And so with that said, Kate, you are going to need a recalculation potentially. So we need to move forward with whatever decision making needs to happen, and I'm open for motions.
Okay, so I would make a motion based off of the spreadsheet that we eliminate applicant number 24 because they're not primarily an Oregon company. I would move. You want to do it one by one?
We better probably.
Okay.
I would second that motion. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Two with one abstention.
I'll make the motion that we eliminate applicant number 39 because they don't meet the income reduction requirements.
Second. We're going to second that we eliminate applicant number 39 because of income, the criteria. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Two with one abstention.
I'll make a motion that we reclassify applicant number 23 to a more appropriate category.
Second, move the second that we reclassify number 23 to a more appropriate category. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Two with one abstention.
I'll make the motion that we reclassify applicant number 16 to a more appropriate category.
Second, move the second that we reclassify number 16 to a new more appropriate category. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I will make a motion that we reclassify applicant number 41 to a more appropriate category.
Second, move the second that we reclassify number 41 to a more appropriate category. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Two with one abstention.
And with that, I would like to see Kate rework the spreadsheet and then we can make a motion or take action if we so choose on distribution of the funds. And for those on, somebody's on chat, we've got a couple chats there.
So then, to clarify, no clarification, I'm following. So we would need to take a brief recess.
That'd be good.
For Kate to recalculate, bring us back the buckets so we can formalize, if we so choose, an approval. How long should we give your Kate?
I'm actually done with the calculation. I'd like Daryl to review it.
So quarter till? Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to recess for a quarter till. We will not shut down the screen. We'll just be in recess and in quiet mode.
So there's no need to come
Melissa?
Back.
Melissa?
Yes.
This is Sandy Thompson. I'm from the Senior Center. I have a question. What does it mean when you recategorize something for a business?
So the businesses were categorized based on their business, their type of business, so be it other services, food service,
NAICS.
Based on NAICS designation, which is the, do you want to say what that is? Because I'm talking. I'm going to let Kate answer your question.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just a second. I do this every time. So the NAICS is a business code. Just a second. Computer's on. That lists categories, which Morrow County is going to be required to report back to the federal government and the state on these categories. I'm trying to get to the definition, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, somehow we have to justify how we gave, as an example, Sandy, I know you represent the Boardman Senior Center today, why we gave the, if we so choose, why we gave the Boardman Senior Center $10 and somebody else $8 as an example. There's got to be some justification on the award grant.
North American Industry Classification System.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
It's an business industry standard.
Oh, we'll break.
Yep.
Tell the clerk's office. Daryl, would you have a minute to come to my office?
Yep.
Thank you. Getting ready to make a decision. However, we need just a short amount of time to go into executive session to review the final outcome to make sure it is what we're comfortable with. I would say it's going to be 5 minutes.
I'd say 10.
10 minutes. 11:30, we will come out of executive session. We will not be late. At 11:30 to finalize the grants, and we are going into executive session. The Monroe County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session pursuant to ORS 192-6602F, which allows the commission to meet in executive session to consider information or records that are exempt by law from public inspection. No decision will be made in executive session, and we will be coming out to make a decision. Richard, I got it?
Yes, and so the executive session is strictly to look at the information provided by the applicants regarding their financial or financial statements. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay. We're muted.
Okay.
They can't see anything.
Back into open session, and I'm going to defer to Kate to deliver the summary.
Okay. After a thorough review, I would recommend the board motion to approve the DAS grant 2529 Coronavirus Relief Fund dollars to be distributed by the NAICS subtotal categories. The total $601,778. And finance and the treasurer are prepared to issue those checks this afternoon. The board wishes to approve.
Okay, so I will make a motion that we disperse the coronavirus relief fund of $601,778. That's $601,778 in the following categories: agriculture, $9,896; manufacturing, $24,389. We have two retail trades, category 44, retail trade, $77,763, and category 45, retail trade, $34,285. Real estate, $9,896. Professional services, $53,374. Residential services, $9,896. Healthcare and social assistance, $9,896. Arts, entertainment, and recreation, $43,478. Accommodation and food service, $188,573. And other services, $140,331, for a grand total of $601,778.
I'll second the motion as presented with the grand total of $601,778. Further discussion?
So I'd just like to tell everybody that individually, I think there's been problems with this allocation of money, but it's not caused by us at county government. It's caused by the state and the federal government. If you qualify for the grant, you are going to get some money. That doesn't mean that I agree with it. It just means that that's the rules that we play under, and so I'm satisfied that we can justify this. I think there are plenty of people in this county that have been negatively impacted by this pandemic and the restrictions that the state has put on us, and I think that I can justify the numbers in here.
Yeah, I would also add that we do have additional dollars coming forth that we can roll out for additional assistance next year under Commissioner Russell's watch. and additionally, that we did have some that were eliminated black and white before the process of vetting, and also because they were late, meaning they were submitted after the 5 o'clock deadline. Any further discussion?
No, other than to, again, you know, I got a direct conflict, so I will sideline myself.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 2 with 1 abstention. Thank you, Kate, Daryl, everyone, the team originally. It's been a lot of work. The benefit is we didn't lose an admin fee to an outside source. We were able to get every dollar out to our citizens, but I know the time and energy was still expended here at Mount County, so I really appreciate all the extra work everybody did. If there's nothing, there's still an agenda, because I want more time with the gavel.
Melissa?
Yes.
How do we know if we came under that category? Because we're a nonprofit, so I don't know how that works.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. I mean,
for clarity, the checks will be going out this afternoon. Are we going to just send them out with a letter? Are we trying to make contact with anyone? Or what's your plan, Kate?
I was going to, if I jump in, you know, as part of, you know, working on the X's and O's behind the scenes. So in the past, we've had Mr. Zodi here, and he immediately sent out an email, letting the folks out there that know that you have been awarded, and I don't know that he necessarily spelled out the amount, but just let you know, and then, so I'll let Kate talk now, but I don't know, you got a thought, Kate?
We can notify all of the awards this afternoon via email. I do have the email information. So Morrow County can communicate with those who received the award and those who did not. And then we can include the letter again with the checks going out that will follow, if that works for the board.
Okay, thank you.
I guess for the people on the phone, is there any problem with them reaching out to a commissioner with the dollar amount that they've been awarded?
No. I will say...
Well, no, we don't have the dollar amount in front of us right now.
Yeah, you don't have the...
Yeah, never mind. There is.
This will appear in the AP register next week on Wednesday for board approval. It is public record that will also... just the vendor name or awardee name and amount, it is public, and it will be posted on our website per ORS.
But it will come out as manual checks already cut the week prior, mm-hmm. Not regular AP.
Correct.
All right. Thank you. There's no correspondence, I don't think, or department reports? Anything from commissioners?
No, I have none.
All right. We can't drag this out any longer then. We will adjourn.